USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Congress won't vote on the $2 trillion economic rescue package on Wednesday. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer told lawmakers that he will give all House members 24 hours notice before holding a vote on the package. That means the earliest a House vote could be is Thursday afternoon. Republican Senator from South Carolina Lindsey Graham tells Fox News, "We need to get the show on the road as people in his state are suffering.
Every restaurant and bar in South Carolina is closed. As long as you can't congregate with 10 people or more, the entire economy is shut down. So people need a paycheck. They need to have burdens taken off them, their student loan payment deferred. There are so many good things in this bill. There's $2 trillion. It is very generous."
The Senate will pass the bill later on Wednesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
You know, you hear the commercials and it sounds, you know, pretty hokey to be perfectly honest, but I definitely have more energy. I don't get sleepy as early as I used to. I have fewer aches and pains. I haven't had any colds. It seems to be working, so I'll keep going with it.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Election, trade war, what in the world is the world coming to, and how will it affect your retirement? Fisher Investments has helped thousands of investors navigate all kinds of news and market conditions. Is your portfolio prepared? If you have $500,000 or more, call for Fisher's insightful free guide, The Stock Market Outlook, and learn how the market might impact your retirement this year. Call 1-800-379-4442. 1-800-379-4442.
The coronavirus outbreak is sidelining U.S. home buyers as well as homeowners, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Suddenly higher interest rates for loans and the near shutdown of the U.S. economy is what's kept home buyers and homeowners out of the mortgage market. Overall application volume fell more than 29% as refinance applications dropped 34%, purchase applications down 15%. So that dropped applications for loans to buy homes to the lowest level since August. The national average interest rate for a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage rose 8 basis points to 3.74%.
Waffle House is closing 365 restaurants across the United States because of the coronavirus. The popular chain says over 1,600 locations will remain open. The announcement was made on Twitter and shows a map of the locations that are being closed. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump with a cautiously optimistic tone at the White House. Here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
The president says he hopes to bring people back to work in less than 3 weeks. Dr. Anthony Fauci with the National Institute of Health is now urging caution after President Trump said he'd like the U.S. to be open for business again by Easter.
We just had a conversation with the president in the Oval Office talking about, you know, you can look at a date, but you've got to be very flexible. And on a literally day-by-day and week-by-week basis, you need to evaluate the feasibility of what you're trying to do.
He says it appears the New York metro area is the U.S. epicenter for the novel coronavirus.
What we're seeing now is that, understandably, people want to get out of New York. They're going to Florida. They're going to Long Island. They're going to different places. The idea, if you look at the statistics, it's disturbing. About 1 per 1,000 of these individuals are infected. That's about 8 to 10 times more than in other areas.
ICE is announcing that they will be able to use 2 deportation flights taking illegal aliens back to Central America to rescue more than 200 Americans stranded in that region, bringing them back on return flights. The flights from Honduras and El Salvador were used to bring back over 200 Americans, that's according to ICE officials. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.